From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. More violence today in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. A car bomb exploded near a U.S. military base, killing a dozen Iraqis. And another government official was assassinated, the second senior civil servant gunned down in 2 days. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad and joins us now. Emily, first of all, tell us about the man who was killed today. What happened?
Linda, Kamal al-Jarrah was a longtime civil servant in Iraq's education ministry. An American who worked closely with him over the past several months told NPR that he was a fan of English romantic poetry and that during Saddam Hussein's government, he had been an English teacher and an administrator. After the war, the top managers were kicked out of the ministry, and last fall, Mr. Jarrah was picked from the mid-level ranks to take the job of General Director for Cultural Relations. When he was killed, he was busy with projects that included setting up exchange programs so Iraqi teachers and students could come visit the United States. He was killed this morning just outside of his house. The doctor who signed his death certificate told NPR that he had suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his chest, his abdomen, and his legs, and he died shortly after arriving at the hospital.
The killings this weekend raise questions about how best to protect members of Iraq's new interim government. And today on Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said that is a tough task.
Well, it's hard to protect an entire government. I mean, it's very difficult, and they are using their own protective services. Iraqi police are being used. We have private contractors who are involved, as well as trying to provide general security through the use of our military forces. But it's going to be a dangerous period, and these murderers have to be defeated.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, Iraq's new interim president, Ghazi al-Yawar, speaking on NBC, said he expects such attacks to continue even after the interim government takes over.
These are random killings. We hope that by reestablishing and reinstating our security forces, these things will start diminishing.
NPR's Emily Harris is still on the line with us from Baghdad. Emily, are these latest killings random, as the Iraqi interim president suggests?
Well, it's hard to know for sure, Linda. We're not sure who exactly is carrying out these killings. They may be random in part, in terms of these men may not have done something specific or endorsed some specific policy that's triggering an assassination in retribution. But they may not be random in the sense that these two men may have been noticed as high-level civil servants who follow routines, who appeared to be killable.
Now, we just heard Secretary Powell say that protecting a whole government is difficult. What kind of responsibilities does the U.S. have for protecting Iraqi officials? What kind of protection do most of them have?
We're told that the U.S. has provided money for training guards and has provided security advice for Iraqi ministers. The highest-ranking members of Iraq's government are very well protected. Secretary Powell mentioned private security contractors, the types that they use. These are often people who are former elite commandos from the U.S. or the U.K. or often South African military. We know that at the ministerial level, not all people even have armored cars, though. After the Saturday killing, a spokesman for the foreign ministry, he said that security procedures are now under review. We also know that some individual ministers are trying to figure out what they can do on their own, assessing where they live, assessing where and when they travel, and trying not to establish routines that might make them more of a target.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks, Linda.